Thank you guys for the offering. Just want you to know that Tina's up at the hospital right now in a lot of pain. And they pumped in a lot of pain medication into her last night, and her foot went cold on her. It almost seemed like it stopped the circulation in her body. And there's sickling going on, which is causing the blood to circulate only down to her knee, and from there on, it's cold. So pray for her. Is there anything else I should say, honey? She's been there 2 weeks. And just, we were going to bring her home, but now she ran into this issue, so. So thank you for giving. Sickle cell is a very wicked disease, and they are scratching their heads up at Cleveland Clinic knowing how to deal with it. So she's one of the few that they have, and so they're in a learning stage with it. Well, I don't know why God laid this on my heart, except I know that I've been examining my life, and one of the verses that popped out at me was 2 Corinthians, I think it's 5, can't remember the verse, it's toward the end of the chapter where it says, examine yourself to see where your faith is. And, you know, I've been examining myself and wondering why sometimes I experience a lackluster relationship. And, you know, it's interesting that scripture says that by stopping and checking your faith, that is good to do because you may have lost your way, and you could be. It uses the word reprobate in that scripture, the last verse, word, but going to checking out the meaning of that, one of the meanings of that word was counterfeit. So, who knows? Maybe you are just putting on act. Maybe you're just performing, and it's not in your heart anymore, deep. And God wants us to be real in our walk with Him and alive. You know, there's a story I read of a prophet in the Old Testament. What I'd like to speak on today, I'm not sure if I'm going to have enough time, but there's some words up here I want you to remember. I'll flip this around. Words to remember in your pursuit of God. Distractions, obstacles, resistance, spiritual warfare, and human frailty. In it all, in what I'd like to share this morning is from the scriptures is persistence, persevere. If these things are happening in your life, don't give up. Continue to press. Continue to, as a hymn writer says, near, still nearer, close to my heart, draw me my Savior, so precious thou art. The prophet that I like to talk to you about was a man who went into fasting. And as he went into fasting, he was waiting to hear from God, and nothing happened. It went on for 21 days. And the story is found in Daniel chapter 10. And there were some guys with him. And as he laid there, let me just read it to you quick. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. I ate no pleasant bread. neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth, neither did I anoint myself at all till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. So here he is, seeking God. And sometimes we wonder why God doesn't hear us. Well, sometimes there's things happening right here that can cause that whole process to slow down hearing God's voice. In this situation, Daniel couldn't figure out what was happening. You know, there he was fasting. 21 days, wasn't eating, wasn't drinking. And he goes on to say, and in the 20th day of the first month, as I was by the side of the great river, which is Hiddekel, then I lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose loins were girded with the fine gold of Uphaz. His body also was like the beryl, and his face as the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as lamps of fire, and his arms and his feet like in color to polished brass, and the voice of his words like the voice of a multitude. And here he is, and here appears this man, and when I read the description of it, I would have probably been very frightened. And Daniel goes on to say that he felt numb, and he fell to his face. But as this angel appeared and had all these different colors on him, you know, that word beryl back then was a gem. Today it's not so much the mixture of aluminum and something else. And anyway, his body looked like it had that on him. And when I looked up the definition, it said it gives forth a prism. And you know what prisms, they can shine off all kinds of colors. And that's what Daniel was beholding here. And it goes on to say that the men that were with him were so shook up, says they were quaking and they ran and hid. And then Daniel says, and I, Daniel, alone saw the vision. For the men that were with me saw not the vision, but a great quaking fell among them, so that they fled to hide themselves. So there he was. He says, therefore I was left alone and saw this great vision, and there remained no strength in me. And I wondered how I would have felt to witness such a thing. For my comeliness was turned to me like into corruption, and I retained no strength. Yet heard I the voice of his words, and when I heard the voice of his words, then was I in a deep sleep on my face, and my face toward the ground. And so here he was, but he hadn't heard anything for 21 days, and then all of this took place. And so often we think we have to hear God within a week or so, or maybe sooner than that, and sometimes it don't happen. In this case, as we read down through here, there was demonic spirit that stood in the way. So when we are in pursuit of God, there is spiritual warfare, as you see here, that takes place. Because the enemy wants to get in the way and stand there and not allow you to make any connection with God. And that's what was happening here. It says, and behold, an hand touched me and set me up upon my knees and upon the palms of my hands. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee, and stand upright, for unto thee am I now sent. And when he had spoken the word unto me, Daniel said, I stood trembling. And then said he unto me, fear not. And that would be God's words to us today. Don't fear if I come to you in a powerful way. No, fear not. And from the first day, and listen to the encouragement, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. So he said, I heard you right at the beginning. But here's one reason why I didn't respond right away. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia, which was a demonic spirit, withstood me 1 and 20 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. Now I am come to make thee understand. And that's what God is telling us today. Don't give up. Daniel didn't give up. Now, he had two men that ran, gave up, and got scared and took off. Is that what we do sometimes when things don't happen? When he had spoken such words unto me, I set my face toward the ground, and I became dumb. And behold, one like the similitude of the sons of men touched my lips. Then I opened my mouth and spake and said unto him that stood before me, O my Lord, by the vision my sorrows are turned upon me, and I have retained no strength. For how can the servant of this my Lord talk with this my Lord? For as for me, straightway there remained no strength in me, neither is there breath left in me. And he goes on down through here, and in verse 19, he and said, O man, greatly beloved, fear not, peace be unto thee. And that's what God wants to bring to us, is peace, and take away the fear. We would only wait for him, and then when he does come, listen carefully. And he goes on to say, be strong, yea, be strong. And when he had spoken unto me, I strengthened and said, let my Lord speak, for thou hast strengthened me. So often we, instead of pressing in and continuing our pursuit, we back away. And then our faith, as 2 Corinthians 5 says, our faith that we are to check to see if we still are on the right course begins to fade. And we begin to lose our way. And that happens so often. People, instead of pressing forward and crying out to God and pursuing him, we back away. And in James chapter 4, it says, adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. In verse 5, do ye think that the scripture saith in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy? And so that is within us when we are born. And the only way we can rise above that spirit that we are born with is found in the next verse. Verse 6, but he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. So God has grace to pour into us. And as we humble ourselves in repentance, God does wonderful things. 2 Peter, I want to look at that in relation to James chapter 4. 2 Peter 5, verse 6 and 7, it says, humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. So that spirit is within us, but we can overcome as we pursue God with all our hearts, and we submit to God and resist the devil. And verse 8, it says, draw nigh, and the name of my message is drawing near to God. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify ye hearts, ye double-minded. So what happens when we seek God? The Bible says, at the very moment we are drawing near to him, the living presence of God himself is drawing near to us. As we read in James, help is coming. Redemption for our situation is on its way. Strength soon will be arriving. And that's what the angel kept telling Daniel. He said, I have no strength, but the strength will be arriving, and the powers of healing are activated within our being. You know, Daniel didn't have the Like we have the Holy Spirit today, and so God comes in different ways. We can't box up God how he might come when we are pursuing him with all our hearts. He says we need to pursue him with all our hearts, and we will find him in Jeremiah. So that's a promise.
And some people say, well, I don't hear from God. Nothing's happening in my life. So I'm seeking him, but nothing's going on. Well, often it's just like Daniel. He hung in there. He didn't give up. He didn't back away from his pursuit. He continued to go forward. And I often wonder if that's why we become so passionless in our walk with Christ, is because our faith is fading. And we haven't done a check into our hearts. Where are we? And we've given up and backed away, and our pursuit is not hot anymore for God. When we first determine to draw near to God, it may seem we have little to show for our efforts. Yet, I want you to be assured, even the thought of seeking God is a step towards our transformation. Just stopping and analyzing and examining your heart. You know what? I don't have the fire within my heart like I used to. What's wrong? Even the thought of seeking God is a step toward our transformation. Still, we often do not notice the first signs of our spiritual renewal. For as we grow increasingly more aware, and I love this thought, for as we grow increasingly more aware of God, we simultaneously grow increasingly less aware of ourselves. You know, that's so true. When you are starting to focus in on yourself a lot, you better stop. You better start taking a check of your faith. Because as we become increasingly aware of the presence of God happening in our lives, then we become even more aware, or we don't even realize we're hardly thinking of ourselves anymore. And Daniel was not, as God drew him heavenward and upward and then gave him a powerful word, a vision of things to come. But one may argue, what if we seek him and he does not come near? Fear not, my friends. Fear not. He will, if you are sincerely seeking him, he will come. And he may not come the way you expect. For Daniel, I'm sure he didn't expect that angel to stand right there, which caused in the natural man within himself and with those other men, caused them to quake. But Daniel stood and the rest ran. Please don't run when God comes. But continue to seek him with all your heart. What if we ask him and he does not come near? Fear not, my friends. He will if you are sincerely seeking him. He may not manifest as we suppose, but he will come. However, let us also acknowledge there may be a spiritual battle. We must be persistent and we must not give up. I just try and decide if I want to go on. There's a lot here yet. Would you all stay if I continued, or would you just prefer that I stop? Going back to the prophet Daniel in chapter 10, for 3 weeks he sought the Lord, fasting and mourning. Just rehearsing this a little bit. Then suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared to him, assuring him that from the first day that he set forth, the Lord heard his heart. And that's the same way he is for you and to me. He hears us, but there are things that are happening that sometimes obstruct, sometimes spiritual warfare, sometimes human frailty. There's a number of things that can come into place here as you look at those words. And I put those up there so you don't forget that those things are happening when you're pursuing God. Those things can be happening. And that could be why you're not hearing anything. That could be why you're just standing in a desert at the moment. I'm sure Daniel was thinking, is this it? Is this all there is? and then God appeared. And that's what he wants to do to us. And so from the first day that you set your heart on humbling yourself before your God, your words were heard. The angel said, "What took so long? The prince of the kingdom of Persia, a demonic spiritual ruler, stood against the angel that God sent." So there was spiritual warfare. As you see that up there, spiritual warfare takes place. Sometimes we don't like spiritual warfare and we back away. It's not comfortable. And it takes us out of our comfort zone. And God often allows that to happen for us to press in nearer to him. So strengthen your heart for the likelihood of battle. There may be delays and resistance. Remember, those who overcome are ones who inherit the promises of God. And what is his promise? His promise is, if you continue to press in, I will draw near to you. Human frailty often our human frailty gets in the way beyond the obstacles, and it causes spiritual warfare. We also have weakness that can hinder our quest for God. For example, you begin to seek God, but instead of making progress, you find yourself distracted. And that's me. I get distracted so easily. Thinking of things you need to do. Is that what happens to you? You get distracted and you begin to think as you're in the middle of coming before him, all of a sudden you begin to think of things you need to do. Or a persistent memory comes and it just bugs you. It's interesting. There was a pastor said that if he has people who say, you know what, I have a memory that always gets in the way whenever I go into pursuit of God. And he tells them, just simply stop, write down the memory, and write what it's telling you, that memory. And once you do that and express that, when you write it down, he says, it will quiet that memory in your heart, and you can return to seeking God. Another human frailty hindrance to drawing closer to God may be emotional burdens. You know, for years I had a terrible emotional burden, and it got in the way of my pursuit of God. And that was bitterness toward my dad, and it was a burden on my heart. Just as we cleared our memory issues, so we should take time to cast our burdens on the Lord. As I read that to you, 1 Peter 5, 6 through 7, where it says, humble yourselves in the sight of God, under the mighty hand of God, he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. So often, the emotional burdens that we carry are hurts. That's part of the emotional burdens that I'm talking about this morning. Hurts that are there, and it just blocks your pursuit of God. And you wonder why nothing's happening. Get rid of the burden. Ironically, our cares and worries may have helped motivate us heavenward, yet they can also diminish our consciousness. And together with other issues, even choke out the word, as Matthew 13:22 says, the things of this world can choke out the word of God within us and cause us to stumble in our pursuit of God. So, as you seek the Lord, as issues and personal concerns arise, place your burdens upon the Lord's shoulders. If your concern is for a loved one, commit that person unto the Lord's keeping. If you are struggling with sin, ask God for cleansing of that sin and for forgiveness. If it is unresolved conflict with another person, forgive them as much as you presently can and move closer to God, because it's God who be once you do it as much as you can personally, then God will take it from there, and he will bring you to a point where you find release toward that conflict and toward that person, and you are totally free, and you have freed that person that you have held captive in your heart and also held yourself captive. The closer we draw to him, the greater power we possess over sin. Now, when we are pursuing God, it's just not a one-time thing. It's a constant thing all our lives as believers. There must be a hot pursuit after God. If not, we will find ourselves soon losing our way and becoming counterfeits, fakes, performing, putting on acts of spirituality when it's not real within us. This morning, I'm talking about a lifetime of increasing devotion, though it may certainly begin in a season of drawing near, in spite of natural and spiritual obstacles, as we persevere, and there's that word, persevere, the Lord assures us in verse 11 of Matthew chapter 7, he says, "How much more will your Father who is in heaven give what is good to those who ask him?" And he will respond, but you must not back away. You must not give up. You must persevere. You must be persistent constantly. It can't be something you do one day and then not do it for a long time. It doesn't work that way. If we do not cease seeking and knocking, we will discover unfolding degrees of intimacy with God. Even now as I'm speaking, he's drawing near. The Lord promises everyone who seeks finds. If you seek him today, you will find him. That's a promise. I'd just like to close with this little prayer. Master, to possess more of you in the heart, in our hearts, our heart focus of our existence. Draw near, blessed Redeemer, and fulfill your desire for us by fulfilling our desire for you. Lord, I pray that we would not give up as Daniel, who continued to lay before you, to come before you in fasting. We give up so easy, Lord. Forgive me, Father, as I have gone through an examination period in my own heart. I have seen things that have happened that caused me to not persevere, things that have happened that caused me to be very inconsistent and persistent. Lord, I pray today that you would help us to persevere, Lord, regardless, because we want you with all our hearts. And as you promised, if we seek you with all our hearts, we will find you. And our walk will continue, Lord, as Enoch walked. He had a beautiful walk, Lord. He had a walk with you that was persistent, and he persevered, and you took him right into glory. Lord, I pray that we could experience that kind of intimacy with you today. Bless your word today for your glory and for your kingdom. Amen.